My name is Josh Black. It is the 4th of October 2009. We're here in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project. Can I ask you to state your name, age, and where you're from, please?
It's Ashley David Gallant. I'm 23. I was born on the 27th of the 8th, 1986, and I'm from Nottingham.
That's great. And how are you feeling tonight?
Tired. Nervous. And excited.
Have you come down from Nottingham today?
I travelled down this morning on the train.
So when was the last time you had some sleep?
I went out last night, so 2 days ago.
And what brings you to the plinth? What attracted you to the project?
I've always followed like Anthony Gormley's work. I really like the idea of especially the piece on the beach where he places these people in odd situations and how they're quite arresting when you come across them. So I like the idea of transforming the idea of the plinth and taking it away from being historical figures and giving it back to the people.
Is art something that you've got a general interest in?
I graduated in fine art 2 years ago. I now run an artist-run space and gallery, and I show my own work nationally and internationally. So,
what sort of work do you do?
I do light installation, performance, drawing, but starting to be more curation. So I'm looking to coming down to London to study to be a curator.
And what did you study, and where did you study your fine art degree?
Nottingham Trent University.
And have you always lived in Nottingham?
No, I'm from Norfolk originally.
And are your family still there?
Yep.
Do you get to see them?
Not that often. I see them like 4 times a year, so it's not that bad.
How close would you say you are to your family?
I'm pretty close. I talk to them all the time on the phone. I just never really get around to seeing them because I'm always off and about and works. That's funny hours, so.
How did you hear about the plinth?
I think I first read about it in The Guardian and then saw it on TV and then followed the play. So.
And when you applied and you found out that you had won a place, how did you react?
I was really excited. I was really chuffed. I like, went and told all my friends and then kind of, it was good because I'm coming down to work at Freeze as well, so it's like a nice start to my 2 weeks in London working. So, good.
So what is it that you'll be doing?
Just being gallery assistants for Freeze Art Fair.
And how did you get into, how did you find out about that?
Three friends who are artists who are represented by the galleries. So.
So as an artist, what is your opinion of the project here so far? Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I've been seeing bits and pieces. I think it's really interesting, and I like the people have kind of really run with it and kind of gone a bit crazy, wacky. But
what sort of things have you enjoyed and what haven't you enjoyed so much?
I kind of don't like the political thing when people go really overly political, but that's just my own taste in artwork. I don't think that's really a good context to be overly political in, especially. You're in the plinth, you're just kind of putting yourself up for ridicule if you do that, I think. And it's there are better places to be political. But I like the more funny side of it, really.
Such as?
None come to mind.
What is it that you're planning on doing up there?
I'm going to lay on my back and attempt to look at the sky and sleep and be completely calm in the middle of London, which I think's not something you ever really get to do in central London. And especially at this time of the evening, there's lots of like walking down here, there's loads of drunk people screaming and fighting, and it's just absolutely mental. So I think it'd be quite interesting to use the plinth as like a little sanctuary and try it, and more as an experience for myself than the people watching. I think that's a really interesting experience to have in central London in the middle of the night, laying on the plinth and just being completely calm almost.
Do you have anyone coming down to support you?
No, it's too early in the morning.
What would you ordinarily be doing at this time of the night in the middle of the weekend?
I would be sleeping, unfortunately. I would have probably just got back from work at about 2 and gone straight to bed. I'd be absolutely fast asleep. So.
What sort of work is it that you do that keeps you working into the night?
I just do bar work to pay rent so that we can run the gallery. So the bar opens till 2, so it's pretty late.
Do you own your own gallery then?
Yeah, there's 5 of us. We rent it from the council, and it's kind of It has studio spaces for 25 people. It's called Backlit in Nottingham. We just had our first series of 7 shows. And then we use the gallery as like an artist-led space and invite younger artists to come up from all over the country, and a couple from Germany have been over to have shows of new work.
And what is the idea and the inspiration behind that
gallery? I think it was when we all left, because of the kind of just the nature of the industry, it's very hard to get jobs straight out of uni, and we were far more interested in doing it ourselves and putting on what we wanted to see in the city, and allowing artists to have this kind of complete freedom within the space that we run and to show new work. So it's a way of us all getting work experience up until like eventually doing MAs and getting jobs within the industry. I think it's the best kind of experience you can get doing it completely yourself.
And what is it that you would hope to be doing sort of over the next 5 years, let's say?
I want to take an MA in curation and museum studies and hopefully be working in one of the major institutions as an assistant curator.
At what point would you like to do the MA?
I'm applying this year, so it'll start next September if I get in.
And what's the difference between living in Nottingham, where you are now, and where you grew up?
Nottingham's a lot more vibrant, kind of. There's a lot more going on, it's a lot more interesting. But where I grew up is also kind of, it's really safe and very kind of relaxing, and I feel completely safe at home walking around at 4 a.m. and kind of, I go back home to relax almost. So Nottingham's a bit scarier.
In what way is it scarier?
Just like busier, lots of crime, kind of. I wouldn't feel comfortable wandering around Nottingham in the middle of the night where I would at home. So.
And how familiar are you with London?
Not hugely familiar. I'm getting better every time I come down. Like, I try and get the bus so I can see how things connect, because when you get the tube, you get this completely abstracted view of it, where kind of you end up getting the tube from here to Tottenham Court Road and it's a 2-minute walk. So I'm getting far better at central London, like East London, but then where I was staying, I was completely new and I was a bit ghetto.
Where is it like you were staying?
Down in Stratford.
And what took you to Stratford?
My friend from uni lives there in a really nice new house, but surrounded by not so nice new houses.
What exactly happened on your journey in?
We were on the bus and this like big group of lads came in with loads of hoodies and stuff, and we're just being really loud and drunk, and then kind of this another group got on, and I think they were kind of rival gangs, and they started having banter with each other. Then one of them got a spliff out and started making a spliff on the bus, and then like one pulled a knife on the other one. And nothing happened. They all just like quieted down because this knife had come up. But then the bus stopped and the police were called, and it was just a nightmare, basically. Not a great introduction to London on your first night. You're like, fantastic. So
where would you envisage yourself staying on in Nottingham then?
No, I want to do my MA in London, because that's where all the institutions are. I'm kind of the best place to do the course. So.
Have you always had this idea, since you did find out about going up on the plinth, to have this as a moment of calm, or have you had other thoughts over the time?
I had another idea where I've got a show in Munich coming up, and we do work based on kind of around secret societies, and we use a lot of light and reflection. And I was going to take some mirrors up and some lasers and try and bounce them off, but then but after actually playing around with that idea at home in the garden in the dark and stuff, it didn't actually work. So then I was visiting a couple of churches and saw the old statues of kind of on top of the tombs where the kings and queens are laying down and it looks like they're asleep, and that on these big plinths. I really liked the idea of kind of recreating that in real life, as well as finding this kind of calm within the city.
What is the idea behind that recreation?
I think it's the idea that, unlike somewhere like Speaker's Corner, which is a kind of political, alive space, a plinth is set up to as a memorial, usually, it is to for an idea which has already happened, or it's for the past. And I like that using the plinth with real people obviously completely changes that, but then if you're just using it, the actual space of the plinth is usually about memory and about kind of looking back on history and calmness and respecting that person. So it's nice to use that footprint of the planet to try and recreate that in real life.
Who or what would you say are important in your life right now?
Well, obviously my family is important, the gallery is important, and I'm still really close with a lot of the old teachers from university, and they're kind of acting as mentors for me. So I think at the moment they're the three things which are most important, kind of running the gallery and getting all that stuff sorted, and the artists we're working with, and then being able to go back to the tutors at uni and having them mentor me on where to go in the future. So.
And do they know that you're getting up on the plinth tonight?
A couple of them do. My family do, and a couple of my friends, but I haven't told my tutors or anything. So it's kind of, I kind of almost want it to be a thing I did by myself. I just went off and did it and tried to do this calm thing, and I went back and told people I'd done it afterwards. I mean, I didn't want it to be a massive, like, extroverted thing, that's why no one's with me really, and kind of.
And how do you think that they will react?
I think they'll be surprised that I haven't told everyone first, because I'm usually quite mouthy and kind of tell everyone about everything I'm doing, but I think the project didn't really strike me in that way. I found it interesting that you could go have this hour and do what you wanted with it. So I like the idea of kind of maybe not even telling anybody at all, like the idea of somebody might apply and then kind of just go out on a night out in London and turn up and have an hour of it and then go back and nobody knows they've done it. That's really interesting. Because it goes against the whole thing of the plinth and the memorial as well, where it's supposed to be remembering what everyone's done and remembering these people's lives, and having something completely mundane happen up there is really interesting, I think.
That's great. Thank you very much indeed.